This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You were using the talkback?
Yeah.
And I just learned that when you use the talkback, it cuts out what I'm hearing the entire time.
My bad.
Yeah, and so I was like, what happened? And in the moment...
Did you hear what I said, though?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Which is... did you see the clip that was going around with Cam Ward in Tennessee? Where I guess Cam Ward was trying to... He was like doing all sorts of motions and everything at the line, and he was trying to figure some things out. And Callahan was telling the media and the reporters that like he like talks in Cam Ward's ear as Cam is like motioning and getting different players in different spots and doing everything. And then at one point he was like, hey, do I need to shut up? Like, am I just talking too much in your ear? Can you focus on everything? He's like, no, I got it. Like, I can do multiple things at once. And I was like, it's basically as if he has the experience of someone that's been doing like news or news television
right
for like 25 years. Apparently Cam Ward is just really good at that. I'm the opposite of that. I am not good at that stuff. I am the person that like I need to I zero in on things.
I'm the same way.
That's like I told this to Fedor yesterday. I'm the worst multitasker you'll ever meet in your life.
I might compete with you for
really?
That.
Yeah. I can't do multiple things.
If someone is talking to me, I have to be silent so that I can hear what they're saying. I can't just keep going with my... that's just not going to work very well.
But in the moment, I was like, did my headphones break is what I thought. I wonder if my headphones had broke.
No, I was
no
just...
No one uses that talkback function ever.
I was just... I was suggesting to Mac that we expand the repertoire of drops a little bit. Because, you know...
What was your request? I want to hear it.
No, there wasn't... I just, you know, because he loves the step on a duck thing.
Yeah, are you fishing for more now? You want more
well, I'm
than?
I'm kind of thinking we need a little variety in there.
All right, should we maybe audition you for some potential drops right now?
No.
I think is the why not? Like if you want,
they have to be organic.
I'd love to make it happen organically, but
yes.
Like
no, it needs to be organic.
I mean,
but I'm just
Mac,
saying,
when you play some of the drops he has, that just can't. I mean, that's hard, but I don't know.
I feel
that we
like
just
he's got three drops of me. Well, I can't talk.
I'm looking at 12 that I have of you.
You
right
have
now.
12 of
I
me.
I have 12 Daryl drops.
Play your top three, the top three that you use the most, and I'll decide which ones if we can keep it or we should maybe replace it with something else. Give me your top three Daryl Ryder drops.
So the number one, obviously, and this was at the request of Nick as well to get it in the rotation, but obviously the...
Someone step on a duck.
Yeah, okay. That one has already made its way into Afternoon Drive lore. Like, we love it. We appreciate it.
So the Afternoon Drive Ring of Honor.
It really is, but it won't have its jersey retired, but it'll be in the Ring of Honor. It's close to the Hall of Fame, but it's not the
Hall
of
Fame. Not quite there.
I also have an oldie but a goodie, but...
Get that ass.
Always a good one. What's number three?
Number three for me is one that I got a few weeks ago, but it's...
I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
I like that one as well. All right, so what have you gathered today? Anything today at all, or have you not done anything yet?
I picked up a couple of things.
Right,
I'm not going to spoil.
All right. If you want, though, this is your opportunity.
Am I being a little too needy right now? Is that
not
what
in
it
the
is?
Slightest. Not in the slightest. No, listen, I get it. I get bothered by this with like the morning show, for instance. When the morning show, I'll make a comment about a player or something, and I like when they bring me up. I'm not suggesting like, hey, don't talk about me in any sort of way. I like when you guys bring me up, but I don't like when it's like... Like, for instance, I was a believer in Nolan Jones' exit velocity. Even when his average was in the tank, I'm like, the exit velo is pretty good. So every Guardians conversation for a
boy,
month.
Boy, when he hits those grounders to short, they got a sizzle to them.
Exactly. That's basically what I said. That was the extent of what I said.
By the way, still an out.
And we spent maybe 10 minutes on it. Maybe 10 minutes max. But then for the next month and a half, anytime they brought up a Guardians conversation, it was...
You love loud outs, don't you?
It was... Well, I mean, yes, I do. But that's not the point. Anytime for a month and a half, it was like, Peterlin, oh, yeah, he loves Nolan Jones in that exit velo. And it's like, you're overusing it. Oh, and it's really not even what I said. It's taken out of context, and you're missing the whole entire point.
I pride myself on being low maintenance.
Well, and so in this instance, though... Like, I get it. You're hearing the same drops of you over and over again. You're like, guys, it was fun in the moment. I appreciate you guys doing that, but maybe change it up a little bit. I got more than just a fastball down the plate in my arsenal.
Hey, I got Baskin and Phelps to finally change my intro music.
The Daryl.
Well, that is also in the Hall of Fame. The Jeff Thomas in the Hall. Yeah.
So some just never leave.
Because we can't use, there's certain
things we can't play, obviously.
We can't play anymore, so... Yeah, I mean, there used to be some...
So the point is, we're open here. Like, okay. If you have any sort of suggestions that way, Mac...
I welcome...
Well, I do want to give you the runway, though. Like, if you have something that right now you feel like should be in the rotation, or something that
Mac's
can replace
creativity,
it...
I welcome Mac's creativity, and I highly encourage him his
Daryl,
creativity.
The problem with this, though, is this is like a nightclub, okay?
Okay.
This is like a one-in, one-out system. So in order to get rid of the ones that are in there, we got to replace it with something that
you said. Well, he said he has 12. We heard the top three. We don't know what the other nine are.
Nightclub, one in, one out. He's not moving off of 12. 12 is the number that he has.
Right.
You have to create content for him in order to get in the different pieces of audio.
Trust me, I'm sure I've created plenty of content for everybody to use against me.
I'm writing it down right now.
It's not going to beat that, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say that I wouldn't be sad if that disappeared.
That's making the list.
He can respond to you in a whole Daryl Ryder conversation based off of these drops.
It'll just sound like I'm talking to myself.
It's you talking to you. How are we possibly going to replace that?
I know you're not happy and just going to have to live with it.
I think he might have peaked already.
I was going to say.
I think he might already have. I don't even know what you could say to top it all.
Yeah.
That also has made the list.
You got to worry yourself, man, creating all these lists out here. I hear that's very problematic these days.
I apologize, Mac. I was too needy. I'm sorry.
Is that too rough on you today?
I had a good time.
Again, one in, one out. The moment that you give him some new options, he'd be more than happy to replace the old ones.
I might not fire them all away, but I do have them ready when they are, available.
All right. Okay, 216-474 to below
92. Watch out for those ducks.
Someone step on a duck. That's going to live forever. I don't see how it's ever going to be replaced.
You know where that came from, right? That's an old Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Yeah, my joke was going to be, here on the radio on Afternoon Drive.
Have some Senka.
I thought I was going to get the courtesy laughter for Peterlin there.
Could you?
There we go.
All right. Enough talking to ourselves here, Mac. We get it. You're doing nicely with your drops. We like it. Let's get down to business here.
So drops a lot over there.
So you weren't with us. Yeah, it was very good, Daryl. So you weren't with us yesterday when we talked to Herm Edwards.
I can confirm I was not here yesterday.
You weren't here. I want you to hear what Herm had to say, though. You know, Herm, obviously a respected head coach in his own right. He has been around the game it's been a long time since Herm Edwards has been talking football to us, not only on a TV, but then also doing the thing.
You play to win the game.
Very good.
That's what I learned from Herm Edwards.
Exactly right. And this is what Herm had to say yesterday with us right here on The Fan.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them, you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. Midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks. Not one, you drafted two of them.
So this feels differently to me, this quarterback. I mean, obviously there's four of them, but everyone thinks it's going to be like Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels started right away last year, and Jaden Daniels, by the way, was not instantly great. There was a 3-4 week stretch there where it took Jaden Daniels a little bit to go ahead and take the tricycle off and then be able to go. It did. But I think this feels more like, to me, like what happened with Drake May in New England. where he did not start right away. It was Jacoby Brissett, and Jacoby was there for a couple games, and ultimately then, once they got Drake May in, they felt like he was comfortable, they put him out there,
right,
and they let him go. But clearly they didn't feel like they had to play him right away. It's a unique spot. Shador was taken number two overall. It wouldn't change my opinion in the slightest because the schedule's so hard to begin with anyway, but I do think it would change the temperature of this conversation for a lot of people. Most of the time, Daryl, if you take a quarterback in the top five, you're starting that quarterback right away. But as evidenced by last year and in the Drake May situation, it's just not always the case. And I think the Browns would be wise to avoid starting either of these quarterbacks in week one while fully acknowledging I want to see the rookies play somewhere around week seven or week eight.
Well, to your point about Shador, had he been, let's just say for the sake of discussion, the pick at number five.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I think a lot of folks would be banging the drum for him to start right away.
Yeah, for sure, okay? There would be a lot of people.
I'm not saying that that would be the right move. I'm just saying.
And so, but you approach it a little bit different. I'll let you finish in a second. But you approach it a little bit different than if they're the number two or the number five overall pick for a couple reasons. You've got $40 million in guaranteed money headed their way. There's a commitment attached to those guys. So if there's growing pains in the early part of the schedule because you're playing Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, you have the Packers on there, you have obviously the London game on there, and you have so many good quarterbacks that you're playing ending in week six against the Steelers. If he struggles, he struggles. That's your quarterback for the next 4 years, regardless. 3-4 years, like you're gonna make that work. Kind of like how Bryce Young in Carolina struggled in year one, and everyone's like, "Well, that's not great. It's not ideal. We're also not throwing in the towel on him yet either. Like, we're gonna figure this thing out, and we're gonna go ahead and do it." You want to start those guys, have them get over the lumps as early as you possibly can. You don't have to do that now with a fifth round pick.
Well, exactly, and even with a third round pick,
right?
For me, there's absolutely zero sense of urgency from my perspective to put either one of them on the field quickly, okay? Do I think we'll see one or both of them at some point this season? Yeah, of course, these are the Browns. I mean, they need three and four quarterbacks just to get through the 17-game schedule. That's just their history. It goes back to earlier what we were talking about and where I can make the case to start Joe Flacco week one. He's the best quarterback they have in that room.
Mm-hmm.
He has the best resume of anyone in that room. And you can sell that to fans. Hey, Joe Flacco's back, and he's going to start for us because everyone remembers that magical five-week stretch back in 2023, right? Then there's the other thought of, well, you traded for Kenny Pickett. Granted, it was a fifth-round pick, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who, by the way, was the worst quarterback I have seen since 1999, come through that building. To get Kenny here.
So which, by the way, Stefanski takes no flack for, but neither here nor there.
Right. So
had 2 years with him.
Right. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He wasn't very good.
No, I know. And, but people want to talk about like how P.J. Walker was great and how Stefanski deserves credit with all these other quarterbacks, and they just always ignore DTR. But that's not the point of the convo. Go ahead.
Yeah. So with Kenny Pickett, you traded for him. All right, let's see what he's got. Year four, you had the Steelers give up on him, but he found ways to win games, even though terrible offense, terrible coordinator, all that. So there's some intangibles there. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what this kid has, mm-hmm. right? Let's make sure that he can't be our franchise quarterback. And then there's the Herm Edwards argument of, well, you drafted two rookies. Did you draft them to collect dust, or did you draft them to turn them into something? Well, I don't think either one of these guys starting week one will benefit them and help them turn into anything.
Yeah, like, and with all due respect to Herm, and I see what you're saying because I agree with you, I feel like Herm just kind of looked at it like my catch-all thought is rookie quarterbacks play right away.
Right.
And he didn't acknowledge that this is just a different situation than most rookie quarterback spots.
These are not first-round picks here. It's a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick. And it's look, I know you're the Shishil for Shador, and that's fine.
Listen,
and
I don't want him to play week one. I'm very vocal about that.
But my point is, like, I'm not going ballistic because he didn't get any first-team reps yet, mm-hmm. whether it's OTAs or minicamp. I love that they're bringing him around along slowly here. I think that's the smart play.
Why do you think that?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One, he's a lightning rod for attention, and that's not his fault. He's just a very popular player. He's, highest-selling draft picks jersey mm-hmm. in the country right now, right?
Yeah. Has 10x anyone else in his rookie class's Instagram followers. Yeah.
Right. And that's fine. That's great. But we all know what playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns comes with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of extra stuff that goes with that job. There's no reason to put that on him right now. Okay. And you have Joe Flacco, you have Kenny Pickett, and you got the guy you drafted in 50 picks in front of him too.
Mm-hmm.
There's no urgency. The other thing too, from my perspective with Shador, is this that move to get him in the fifth round for me was low risk, high reward,
mm-hmm.
which means from my perspective, if he works out, the Browns hit the jackpot. And if he doesn't work out, okay.
Not a big deal.
Right. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not taking a shot at Shador, but that's just how I look at that situation.
For sure. Yeah. You're not wrong there. Yeah.
Hey, he's there. Why not? Go for it. Okay. So that's why I'm not all up in arms about the reps he's getting and is he getting a fair shake and all that, because I know there are things in his game that the Browns really want to work with him to get better on, okay? Mm-hmm. And hopefully he gets better on those before they can put him on the field, or they have to put him on the field. And for me, if you rush him out there, you do a disservice to him.
All right, let me ask you guys, 216-474-0092, do you agree with Daryl? Is it a disservice to Shador or even Dylan Gabriel if you put him out on the field in week one? We'll also get to something Draymond Green had to say that irritated Daryl. We'll get into that more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.